On November 9th, Arcata City Council ratified the employment agreement of Brian Ahern, making him the 21st police chief of the city of Arcata. Joining me in the studio today is Chief Ahern. He's been on the job close to 2 months now, and now we'll get to know what he thinks about our community and his role. Welcome, Chief.
Welcome, Laura. Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate it.
So, first, tell us a bit about who Brian Ahern is. Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah, well, Brian Ahern is a police officer, and here in the city of Arcata, proud to serve with the women and men of the Arcata Police Department. I came to Arcata from the San Diego Police Department, where I served for 31 years, and married my wife, Jackie, and we raised our family, our children, Amanda and Taylor. And I grew up back east on Long Island and relocated to San Diego in 1983 and have been proud to call California home since then. So excited to be here in Arcata. What a wonderful, vibrant community. And I'm very grateful and humbled to be the chief of police.
And we are welcoming you with open arms. So tell me, have you learned anything interesting, anything surprising, anything unexpected about this community since you've been here?
I don't know if it's surprising or unexpected, but I'm moved by a couple of things. Number one is the history and tradition of this city and how people who live, work, and visit here really identify with that. It's part of their identity. And it's something that's very, very meaningful to them. The other thing that really strikes me is the fact that, at least from where I've been and where, as I move through the city, is the respect for the diversity of people who live here. And the fact that I have yet to see someone who is not respected, welcomed, or included in the conversation. And I think that's a credit to this entire community and something that I'm really excited about being a part of.
Well, you know, you come here at a very interesting time. In the last 2 years, I guess, there has been a momentum shift of things in the community and in the nation. I think the nation is reflected in the community and vice versa. And a couple of years ago, there things started coming up related to race and discrimination and other things. And then with the murder of David Josiah Lawson, the student at HSU, the election of our 45th president, a lot of things started to come to the surface. So you came just as at a time when people were beginning to have discussions about Native Americans in our community, the McKinley statue. And would you like to comment about coming in at this time with the nation and the community and the state going through the changes and the changes that we're going through?
Well, I think the city has done a really good job of creating the platform where this type of discussion can occur. And from that discussion, there's really some meaningful, strategies to help Arcata set the standard for what it means to be an inclusive and welcoming community. You know, we have a vibrant HSU campus. Families send their children to be students here, and the men and women of the Arcata Police Department, the entire city of Arcata, we want the same thing that the campus community wants, and that's for the students to thrive. And so I understand that there are at times questions about just how genuine, everyone's perceptions are about race relations, but I can tell you that there's a very strong commitment here in the city and within the police department to ensure that everyone has a seat at the decision-making table, everyone has a voice, and that no one's story is going to be minimized. And we are excited as a police department to continue to work alongside Chief Don Peterson and the HSU Police Department to create that environment where students feel safe here in the city.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Your relationship with Chief Don Peterson and University Police Department, how has that grown and developed since you've been here?
Well, I've really benefited from what was already a very healthy relationship, and that extends to all of our law enforcement and fire and public safety partners throughout the county. There is a real strong spirit of cooperation. We all have really similar goals, and our mission is very much in alignment. We just have different jurisdictions in which we serve. But because of that commonality and the fact that we train together and we meet together, we benefit from having that level of cooperation throughout the county. But in terms of right here in Arcata, it's as if we all wear really the same uniform. And it's just an absolute honor to serve alongside Don and the men and women of the HSU Police Department as we support them and as they support us as we police the city.
Okay. And you have an interesting connection to Humboldt County already. It started in San Diego, one with another police officer who was connected, and to a basketball player. Why don't you tell me a little bit about both of those connections?
Well, I'll start with, I think you're referring to the former chief of Eureka, Andrew Mills, who's now the chief in Santa Cruz. And Andy and I worked together on the San Diego Police Department, and then I watched as he came to Eureka, and you know, Andy is someone who I have learned from. He's someone who I respect and admire, and so certainly as much as we have our own styles, we as chiefs of police and as sheriffs and other law enforcement leaders, you know, it's nice to be able to reflect upon some of the strengths that others bring to the table perhaps, you know, utilize some of those strategies and initiatives as I, for example, lead and serve here in Arcata. And then Dion Alston is a basketball player on the Humboldt State University basketball team. And I'm a huge basketball fan. And when I came to a game recently, I checked the roster beforehand and realized Dion was on the team. And I remember Dion from in San Diego when he played on the same freshman basketball team as my son in high school. So after the game was over, I got a chance to talk to Dion and take a photograph with him. And so it was something that was very meaningful to me. And I look forward to watching Dion and the rest of the basketball team play in future games.
Oh, yeah. And I think UC San Diego plays against Humboldt State as well. And they will be playing in the end of January as well. So you might see a couple of San Diego folks around. So we touched on Josiah Lawson just a little bit. Let's expound on that a little bit more. What is your connection to the Josiah Lawson case thus far? And what are you able to discuss with us, with your connection to the Josiah Lawson case?
Well, I am very much familiar with what occurred and the ensuing investigation, and then the as the case moved through the court system, and then some additional investigative work that was completed. And then, you know, certainly with the case being with the district attorney's office at the current time, you know, I have been fully briefed and have been involved in decision making from the time that I came on board here as the chief of police. And the Arcata Police Department continues to make ourselves available to the district attorney's office to provide any information, any additional investigative steps that need to be taken in order for the district attorney to be able to make ultimately a decision. So we're here and continue to be partners as this case continues to move through the criminal justice system. And obviously it was a very devastating case and incident for Josiah, for his family, and for the community. And, you know, that is a significant, anytime someone is murdered, it's a traumatic incident, and it galvanizes a community. I think at this point, we are just waiting to see what the next steps are going to be. The Arcata Police Department conducted a very thorough investigation. However, if there is additional information that needs to be gathered, we will work alongside the district attorney's office to provide that information. So meanwhile, we continue to be not only the police department, but the city. We're here for the family. We honor the family, and we'll never forget Josiah. And so whatever we can do to help the family, you know, we're here for them and always will be here for them. So for, you know, those who are, you know, the survivors of victims of crime, it gives us even more resolve as police officers to continue to nobly protect and serve our great city.
Yes. Now, there was early on in the investigation, there was a critique of the actions of the police department and the EMTs, and there were calls for requests for internal investigations. And the then police chief, Tom Chapman, expressed that if any investigation would be needed internally, it would not be concurrent with the murder investigation, but after. So now that the murder investigation has culminated and been moved forward with the DA, will an internal investigation take place with your staff?
Well, that process actually has been ongoing, and the city manager, Karen Deemer, at her request, the Police Foundation was brought in to conduct a review, an extensive and a very thorough review of the initial preliminary investigation. And so that is, you know, a Washington, D.C.-based organization that that does these types of reviews whenever requested. And so it is an opportunity for us as an organization, once the Police Foundation report is finalized, to take a look at what their perspective is regarding the actions of the police department. And then from there, you know, we'll decide, you know, in terms of best practices, what we need to do, you know, moving forward. So that process is ongoing, and it is an opportunity for us to get a perspective from outside the organization in order to give us perhaps some insight on in terms of what direction they think we should go in.
Okay. So I'm from Los Angeles, and I know Los Angeles and other cities have police commissions. And when Chief Mills was in Eureka, he implemented a chief's review board, I believe. So is there any opportunity of creation of a community police review board or panel for the city of Arcata?
There are, there's always opportunities, you know, to create a platform in which people can have a voice. And that process has been ongoing since I have come here to Arcata, and it's in the form of doing a lot of outreach with community members. Whether it's walking in a neighborhood, knocking on doors, or actually meeting residents in particular neighborhoods and getting their feedback on what we should be doing, what we should be focusing on, what are their expectations as residents, as visitors, as merchants. That process is always ongoing and will continue to be. In addition, you know, there was the there's always the Plaza Improvement Task Force is taking a look at things that can be done to perhaps enhance public safety there in the plaza area. And then we have the creation of the Public Safety Committee after the Public Safety Task Force initially met and developed the recommendations. So that, you know, that's one of the real bright spots amongst the many bright spots of Arcata, and that is a willingness to really look beyond the walls of just the police department to ensure that we're policing this city in a manner that meets the expectations of our community. That process is going to continue. I think it's going to continue to flourish. And I am always looking for recommendations in terms of who and when and how we can bring people together to advise the police department on what direction we should be going in, what are some of the priorities people want us to focus on, and what their expectations are from their city police department.
Okay. Well, I will say I will commend your police department. Just last week, I had to call 911 at 3 in the morning, and two young, very able-bodied police officers came and greeted me at my door and assured me that I was safe in my home and in my yard. And you immediately knew who those officers mm-hmm. were. Yeah. And will you mention their names and their connection?
Yeah. So the officers, I believe they were officers Travis Sherrod and Tyler Moore. And, you know, Travis and Tyler represent, they are representative of everyone who serves on the Arcata Police Department, whether it be professional staff, our volunteers, or our sworn staff. And, you know, they came to Arcata for different reasons, but it's a community that they fell in love with, and they wanted to make a commitment to police here and to provide public safety services. And that is reflective of everyone who serves on the Arcata Police Department. So I'm not surprised by the level of service that you received, Lorna, and I think it is indicative of the level of service that we pride ourselves on. And it's something that I see quite frequently as I patrol the neighborhoods here in Arcata and help our officers and our dispatchers and our professional staff provide service. Everywhere I turn, I see professionalism, I see customer service, and I see people who really honor this community and feel privileged to serve.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate all of the officers. Sadly, we are out of time, and I have so many more questions for you. So I would like to invite you and other members of the city of Arcata to join me on a regular basis, just to check in from time to time. But before you go, tell us one thing about yourself that we may be shocked or surprised or just in awe to know about you.
Nothing in awe. Okay. But being a big basketball fan and having grown up playing basketball and watching so many greats in the old ABA and the NBA, I can, if people see me on a community walk or around town spinning a basketball on my finger, I can spin it on all five fingers on my right hand and keep that ball spinning for quite a while. So it's, that's about as much talent as I have, but it's a unique talent.
So let me guess, if I go up one-on-one against you on the court, I know you're a right-handed basketball player, so
Force me to go left.
And I'm a left-handed player, so that would make for an interesting, well, you probably have a foot on me as well, so I'll be the Muggsy Bogues or Spud.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
All right. Well, Chief Ahern, thank you so much for joining me. And the chief is willing to talk with the community, so he has left his email address and cell number. So we'll share that at the end of the program.
But thank you, Lorna, so much. It's been my privilege to be here.